Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, if you're lucky enough to be booking a holiday, how far in advance do you make the booking? Well, apparently people from Leitrim book 9 months before their holiday, but those people from Clare book just 3 months ahead. Who knew? That's just one of the findings of a new piece of research from PayPal about current holiday trends. And travel content creator Sarah Hanrahan has been looking through the research for Drive Time. She joins us now. You're very welcome, Sarah, to the programme this evening. Lots to get through in this survey. How much people spend on average, how people are saving money, which countries are most popular for foreign trips. We might start with the one which just is totally bizarre. Really is. Big variations by county in how far in advance people book their trips.
Hi, Sarah. Yeah, it's very interesting. There's lots of really diverse statistics in this. Some I would have expected and definitely some I wouldn't have.
They didn't say
Clare was the least organised, but they did say they tend to book 3 months, whereas Leitrim, as you said, book 9 months in advance. And there are pros and cons, I think, to being organised versus being less organised.
8 in 10 people in general said they'd rather book in advance to guarantee a price rather than take a risk in getting a better price closer to the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting. So talk us through which counties then are most organised, if we want to put it like that.
So in terms of, they weren't specific beyond Leitrim for being most organised and Clare for being the least, but they did talk about average spend,
okay,
which was 2,320 overall for Irish people. There was 1,000 people surveyed in this, and they said that that was for their holiday and their spending money for the year. And there was some variations. Clare spend more, so maybe that proves that being less organised doesn't pay off. And Donegal spends a little bit more as well at 2,577. And then Cork spends around 2,500 as well. But overall, it's around 2,300 on average per Irish person for the holiday.
I don't like the way Clare is being depicted here. I just think they're more adventurous, leaving it to the last minute.
You can dress it up any way you like.
Statistics and damn statistics. Come here. There's also information about how people are saving money, isn't there?
Yes. So people are asking for discounts. Also, one of the popular ones is people are looking at homes, rental homes, rather than hotels, because obviously you can cook, you can prepare snacks. Those sort of things do make a difference. And a lot of people, even though obviously the cost of living and money is tight, 81% of people are still planning on doing a foreign holiday this year. And 79% of people said they're making daily cutbacks to prioritise their travel, which is very interesting.
So 8 out of 10 people want to get out of Dodge. They want to leave Ireland. Do we know where they want to go?
So it's Spain is still coming in, most popular, it always reigns supreme. So that's 30% of people saying Spain. Then the UK, which I kind of thought was an interesting one, just because I suppose when I think of the need for a foreign holiday over, you know, staying in Ireland, would mostly be for the sunshine, the guaranteed sunshine for me. So that one was kind of surprising. And then Italy at 16% and France at 16%.
Just briefly then, we talk a lot about our cost of living crisis. Lots of people can't afford a holiday. So those people who actually are booking holidays, is there evidence they're cutting back to try and save money?
So they said mostly they were focused on saving money in takeaways, eating out and takeaway coffees. So the sort of things that we've all seen a huge spike in terms of the cost of living. So it does make a lot of sense that they would focus on paring back, especially when you can look forward to treating yourself on the holiday.
Okay, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us with that. That's Sarah Hanrahan, a travel content creator. You can text us to 51551. When do you book your holiday? How far in advance and sort of what benefits do you find from it?